Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Get ready to say amen. Let us talk about a special prayer. In John 17, we read that Jesus had come to the end of a fairly long discourse with the disciples. In fact, the last thing he said to them was a strong instruction of how they ought to deal with life's challenges. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16, verse 33. The world. The world? The world. The world is not a nice place, not for the child of God. The world is that environment in which the Christian lives. It is an environment of sin and pain and godlessness. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17. That is the background of this prayer. Having said that, Jesus goes on to pray. Who did he pray for? We hear Jesus praying for his disciples. Listen to how he describes them. He's praying for those who his Father gave him. The heart of Jesus' prayer is about his disciples and the world they would live in. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. This is important to Jesus, and you will soon hear why. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. What? Is he abandoning his disciples? Is he leaving them without covering in the world in which he told them that they would have trouble, real trouble? Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. That is very important that the disciples heard him asking for top-level protection for them. Jesus, their leader for the past 3+ years, is leaving them in the world, but they were not being abandoned. No, sir. He asks his Father to protect them by his name. The matter of Jesus leaving must have been frightening. Jesus was always with these guys, and during that time they were safe, well, except for Judas, who did what he felt led to do. But now Jesus is leaving, and he's not taking them with him, so they would feel vulnerable. Their protection is going away. But they heard him make a powerful and consoling prayer. He asked for protection for them. As he continues to pray for these guys, he talks about what he has deposited in them, the Word. These disciples did not have the written Bible like we do, but they had Jesus, and he gave them the Word. He was constantly teaching them about himself and the Father and the Holy Spirit, how they can be victorious over the challenges of the world they live in. He says that that was the full measure of his joy inside of them. That is the effect of the Word of God, my friend. It brings us joy. They are going to need that joy because he said in his prayer that by virtue of them being Jesus' followers, the world hates them because when they decided to follow Jesus, they lost their world identity. They were no longer citizens of the world, and so they have attracted world hostility to themselves. But Jesus was determined to give them what they needed to not fall victims to the troubles and antics of the world against his people. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. That's it. That's it, my friend. The world is controlled by Satan, the evil one, the one Jesus describes earlier as the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan is going to unleash his evil and deadly program against the disciples. And so Jesus prayed for full protection for his followers who are not of the world, just like Jesus was not of the world. Central to the protection is the word, the lessons he taught them while he was here, the lessons that we now have written in the Bible we possess. The Bible is part of God's protection for Jesus's followers while we are here in the world. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I want you to hear this piece. I have been dying to come to this part of Jesus's prayer. All this time he had been praying for the disciples, and he could have stopped there, but he did not. Hear this. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. You don't get it. There is no way you get it and you are still sitting down listening to this message and not get excited. Before Jesus left the world, he prayed for his disciples and for everyone who would subsequently come to Jesus for eternal life. My friend, that includes you and me and every child of God who is saved. I am beside myself with joy. Can you hear it? Jesus prayed for me, little old me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I receive that prayer, Jesus, because as a child of God, I cannot begin to talk about the horrors of life that I experience in this world. Satan is always trying to trip us up. We are attacked from every angle. We have some tough experiences. We feel the hate that the world has for us Christians. We struggle with living in this world with all its lusts and temptations and opportunities to drift away from our faith. But Jesus prayed for us. And that prayer is still effective. We are protected by the powerful name of God the Father. We are sanctified by the word of God, which is why we must read this book called the Bible all the time, so that the word can continuously sanctify us. In closing, Jesus's prayer was a prayer of hope. Remember, he had told the disciples that he was leaving, but he is coming back for them to live with him in heaven. Well, you've got to hear this. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. One of these days, we will be going home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for not only saving me, but you prayed for me, and one day I will be living with you in heaven. Thank you, Lord. And this is where I say, Amen.